Nothing at all.
That sample I have no idea where it's from. I'm your number one fan.
It seemed very like AI robot.
Alien
maybe?
Does Will even know?
It says it's a horror sample.
Okay.
Freddy Krueger?
Maybe.
Maybe in the dream sequence?
Could be. Something like that.
Yeah.
Welcome everybody. Welcome back. I guess we missed the day yesterday.
We did.
It was definitely Will's fault
we
as
had
well.
A huge
had
no argument.
It had nothing to do with me. It was definitely Will's fault.
We had beef.
It's all right though, because the thing about it is it was beef that had to be had.
Mm-hmm. It was very important.
It was beef that it wouldn't have, if that beef hadn't been consumed at that moment, it would have gone rotten.
Yeah.
Guys, this no oh. There's no beef.
Rotten
don't,
beef.
Don't.
Mo.
I like what you did.
Don't downplay the beef.
Was there beef? Man, yeah, I went home feeling fine.
No.
About the conversation.
No. There's
little
beef.
Did I know.
There was some beef in the community.
Right. And, they are upset with us.
And it had to be sorted out by Lord Willie Doo over there.
Lord.
High Council.
Yeah.
High Council Willie Doo had to step in and wave his weapons around. That's what he did. And now everything is fine in the universe now.
Yeah.
As you can see looking at this globe, everything is fine in the universe now. He has balanced the universe by waving his arms around. Shout out, Michael. Good afternoon, everyone. You're absolutely right. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being here today. We got lots to talk about.
We're going
to kick it off. We're early.
You know? We're good.
We're going to kick it off with Mr. Elon.
A lot of Elon.
Mr.
News.
Elon Musk sued for, $258 billion? How much is this $258 billion lawsuit over alleged Dogecoin pyramid scheme? What a number.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
His net worth is $163 billion.
That's right.
Oh, he's oversued.
That's right. I'm going to sue you into the ground. I mean, I don't listen. People get upset and they get irate. And anybody who's playing the cryptos, or if you're like Mo, you're playing the markets, or even if you're doing the sports gambling, you go up and down, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Some people only go up. Some people only go down. But most people, they go up and down. Most of humanity. And some people.
Everyone has a stock.
Some people, when they go down, they're really not happy about going down. And sometimes they want to take a peek into it and say, why did I go down? Yeah. They want to say, how did I go down? And they want to say, who might have contributed to me going down?
Would you want to go down in a blaze of glory, or just quietly into that?
Into the abyss?
Yeah.
No, it depends on the circumstance, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it depends on the circumstance. You know, like they like a cat. Like, you know how a cat just goes off on its own and dies?
Does it?
I think that's a seagull you're thinking about.
No, I'm thinking about a cat. Don't really? Tell me what I'm thinking about. A seagull. Every seagull goes off and dies. What do you mean? They don't have a chat about it. I'm talking about a house cat, like a pet that is like outdoor. It often...
Like a stray cat?
No, I'm talking about your pet.
Cat.
I'm talking about your pet cat. If you have a cat that's allowed to be outdoors, which
okay.
Some people do. Other people get upset because they kill the nesting birds. And
yeah, yeah.
They're amazing. They're killers.
Mm-hmm. Cat being a cat in the wild. What do you want?
They're killers. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how wild the wild is. They've been domesticated a while. But like, you look at a cat, like the only reason you can be around it is because of its size.
Right.
Like, you can have a big dog, but if you had a cat the size of your dog, that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
That's not going to be a problem.
Cats are too, like, nimble and agile, and they can, like, scale my body within seconds.
You're dead.
Scratch up my eyes.
You're dead.
Yeah.
You're dead. Plus, they're kind of on their own train of thought.
Yeah. You don't even know what they're thinking.
They're on their own train of thought. You come home, they're like, eh.
I look at Kovu, I can kind of see, he'll give me signs if his ears are down, he's sad.
Yeah.
His tail's
very
wagging.
Expressive.
You can get a...
Some cats pull it off, too. I mean, I don't know a lot about cats and this and that, but you might come home, you might have a type of cat, and maybe a type of dog, too, that looks at you and goes, meh. They're not that into you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just there.
And
that's one thing when it's like, you can pick it up with one hand, but it's another thing if it were to be a couple hundred pounds.
Like a cougar.
A couple hundred pounds. You come home and there's an animal that's 100 pounds across from you that has claws, mm-hmm. right, and teeth and such, and incredibly nimble and way more athletic than you are.
Absolutely.
And you come home and it goes, meh.
I'm a little scared of my own house, man.
Yeah, you are. Like it's kind of inconvenient that you came home.
Yeah.
Like I was doing something. And now you're here. Anyway, yeah, there's a thing where a cat, it would, if it was an outdoor cat, that it wouldn't die, it wouldn't choose to die right in the premises, but instead it would go off, you just wouldn't see it again. And that's a dead cat.
Mm.
It would be some knowing that it was going to die.
Seagulls do the same thing. When they know they're going to die, they just fly right out into the sea and just by themselves. Isn't that crazy?
During sunset.
I mean, that sounds very elegant, actually.
Yeah.
Just, I'm not going to bother anybody. Just leave.
I mean, maybe they don't know they're going to die. Maybe it's more of a protection mechanism of like, I know something's wrong.
Right.
And I'm going to secure a location that is.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
You don't know their thought process.
I don't. Never interviewed a bird.
You never interviewed a bird. No, but you do seem really into the seagull thing. You brought up multiple times.
Twice, yeah.
It's completely unrelated, but you brought up multiple times. Big seagull guy.
All right, Elon, what'd you do here?
No. Don't you dare get back on track. Don't you dare. So he got sued because of Dogecoin and people saying it's a pyramid scheme and so forth. Elon Musk was sued for $258 billion on Thursday by a Dogecoin investor who accused him of running a pyramid scheme to support the cryptocurrency. In a complaint filed in federal court in Manhattan, plaintiff Keith Johnson accused Musk, electric car company Tesla Inc., and space tourism company SpaceX of racketeering for touting Dogecoin and driving up its price, only to then let the price tumble. Well, the way it's phrased, let the price tumble, implies that there's some sort of intent. Let the price tumble.
Meaning like he could have stopped it.
Stop letting Tesla's share price tumble.
Right, yeah.
Don't let that happen.
That.
Yeah, you are.
Actively.
Yeah, you're manipulating the markets here on Lou Later with all the advice you're giving.
Right.
Stop manipulating the markets. Someone's asking actually about your buy high, sell low strategy.
Yeah, it's been great. It looks a lot like this chart, actually.
Because Salty Badger says it's not working out too well for him.
It's a long-term strategy. There's a turning point, trust me.
Digging yourself deeper.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it depends on the cat, though. It does depend on the cat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
Defendants were aware since 2019 that Dogecoin had no value, yet promoted Dogecoin to profit from its trading, the complaint said. Musk used his pedestal as world's richest man to operate and manipulate the Dogecoin pyramid scheme for profit, exposure, and amusement. It's always in these lawsuits, it's so matter of fact. They write it as if it is a historical event. Musk used his pedestal as world's richest man to operate and manipulate Dogecoin pyramid scheme for profit, exposure, and amusement. How dare he? And how dare you? How dare you? It's because you brought it up the other day.
What?
Never mind.
Well, the thing is, they can't say maybe in the argument.
No, they can't. I know, but it's just funny. It's very...
Yeah. It's very strict and assertive.
And it's just not as much how humans actually talk, but that's fine. In a court of law, it's all the things come out. You know, last night, I was playing hockey, and then afterwards, we're hanging in a parking lot. We were talking about, like, funny terms. For example, in the UK, like, measuring somebody's weight in stone. Like, yeah. You know how many stone you are?
Yeah. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, but... Or what were some other ones? a furlong in a horse race?
No.
Like winning by how many furlongs? You know, these ancient kind of just funny, like, a Fortnite is right, another one that came
right,
up.
Right.
Oh, whatever, 2 weeks or mm-hmm. like, wow. So specific, so ancient. And then things sort of like formal, weird formal stuff. Anyway, Dogecoin. So this guy's mad about the Dogecoin thing. I guess it's plummeting. If all the other cryptos are plummeting, I have to believe Dogecoin is. I haven't looked at it in a while. This is it here.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a 3 month. Give me a 1 year. Give me a 1 year on it. Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense.
I got it. The color is red.
Yeah,
and it's all your fault, Elon. How dare you tweet? I don't think this is going to work out.
This is not going to work out. Crypto's tanking because the fear of recession. Here's
what's interesting. Johnson is seeking $86 billion in damages, representing the decline in Dogecoin's market value since May 2021, and wants it tripled. He's seeking his damages, but tripled because of the pain and what he would have been had he invested elsewhere, mm-hmm. like you. With a rock solid buy high sell low strategy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Obviously, you're going to make headlines with this, but imagine the pile of lawsuits Elon gets to sniff every day.
Every day, I'm sure of it.
Your daily. Here's your coffee and your lawsuits.
Right. What a target on his back. Eh?
Here's the coffee and yeah, and a 100-pound cat for you.
Is he a dog lover? He is, right? He likes.
I don't know about love. I don't know about lover.
He likes the Shibas.
Liker?
He has a dog.
It's a funny one, isn't it?
What?
It's got to be a love. You're not happy with like. Like, you got to be like a dog lover.
Right. If someone says, I like dogs.
No. You have a dog and like, oh, you're a dog lover. And you're like, not really.
That's lawyer talk right there.
You're like, no, I don't mind having very him specific. Around. I don't mind having him around. I just, there's no love involved. People don't want that. You got to be the lover.
Mm-hmm.
They just walk away.
Yeah, they don't want that. You got to be the
okay.
lover.
Okay.
They're like, so you don't, you're telling me you don't love that dog? And the person's like, no. It's not enough.
Yeah.
It's interesting, right?
It's very funny.
But I feel like if you have a dog, then you should be a dog lover, right?
Well, that's the point I'm making. You yeah. like, where do you draw the line with things that you're expected to love?
Yeah.
You know, if you have a car, are you a car lover?
Well,
if a
live thing.
If you, like, food is a funny one where you're like, oh, you're a food lover. But not everyone is, even though everyone eats food.
Everybody eats food.
Yeah.
But you love it.
Okay.
No, you see what I'm saying? Mo, I'm trying to say example here.
Yeah, yeah. Where? When do we decide?
In that case, you're allowed to be a lover or just an eater.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the dog, you can't just be a dog liker. You got to be a lover.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just talking.
There's some weird rules here.
I don't know. I'm just talking. Certainly with people, it's like, do you love your family? It's like, yes, absolutely. Not everybody does. It's fine, too. I don't know. There's a lot of ways to go here. How about the saying, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat?
Oh, I never got that one.
Yeah, someone needs to look it up, because speaking of cats and old-timey sayings.
Oh, right.
What does it mean, Will?
I thought this was going to be a short episode.
What does it mean, Will? We're just a couple of guys. Completely normal guys.
Go ahead. Do it.
On a normal day. In a normal situation.
Talk about
love. Nice.
Skinning a cat is an exercise in which athletes pass their legs between their arms while hanging by the hands from a horizontal bar, which might suggest turning an animal's skin inside out.
What? So, passing their hands.
It means there are many ways to do something. There are many ways to achieve a goal. Yeah, well, we know that.
But what's the origin story?
I don't know. It looks like it's right there. You didn't even have to click. The main part seemed to be right there. Skinning a cat is an exercise in which athletes pass their legs between their arms, while hanging by the hands from a horizontal bar. It's a gymnastics move.
Oh, and then your legs go...
Skinning the cat. You turn yourself inside out. Mm. I guess there's many ways to do it. I don't... Welcome to CNN Plus. Welcome to CNN Ultra. Plus Ultra, the news you care about, the news you came here for, the news that matters most in your community, tonight at 7. SpaceX internal open letter seeks condemnation of Elon Musk's tweets. I saw this. Some people were like, hey, we don't like these tweets. These tweets ain't us. But you got a big company, that's always going to be the case, isn't it? You got a big company, not everybody's going to agree. I mean, there's only three of us, and we had beef yesterday.
Oh, my God.
There's only three of us here, and we can barely get a show together. Yeah, no. And you have people in the community, 99% of the time, it's just roses and fairy dust. Yeah. And 1% of the time, there's people who are mad at each other.
Uh-huh.
And then Willie Doo comes with the arms flailing around.
Mm-hmm.
Sorts it out. Sheriff Willie Doo over there.
By flailing?
That's right. You're ready to go in a moment's notice. SpaceX employees have posted an open letter to the company's internal communication system asking leadership at the company to implement a number of measures with the stated aim of ensuring that SpaceX's actual systems and culture live up to its stated values. The letter specifically calls out Elon Musk's behavior on Twitter and the manner in which he has used his platform to respond to allegations of sexual harassment leveled against him by an accuser in May. The letter, which claims as its authorship employees across the spectra of gender, ethnicity, seniority, and technical roles, calls for SpaceX leadership to publicly address and condemn Elon's harmful Twitter behavior. It's not the first time, man. He's had, like, as far as Twitter police, like, he's got so many people trying to...
Yeah, it was like the SEC.
It was them. It was shareholders from a variety of different companies. It was going private. It was a lot of people trying to shut down his tweets. I got an idea. Just buy Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But if all your problems are coming from Twitter.
Is this a problem? I don't even know if it is. I'm not sure. Like, what can happen here? Is it like a type of boycott? I mean, it's a question. They're asking leadership. Leadership, who's leadership? I mean, leadership, Musk knows leadership. Talk about SpaceX. Mm-hmm. What does he have to... How can they force him to stop tweeting? I don't think he's breaking any laws. It also asks leadership to be held equally accountable across the board for treating employee culture with the same rigor and urgency as the company does when correcting hardware errors that lead to irregularities in SpaceX's spaceflight activities. Finally, it seeks a better definition of an enforcement of SpaceX's so-called no asshole and zero tolerance policies that apply to employee behavior standards. I mean, he's going to read it. He's going to read it. They're going to pass it to him, put it in his pile of lawsuits. And maybe he's, I don't know, going to address it. But I don't think there's any chance that he's cooling off on Twitter, especially not from an open letter. I just can't see it. He's so hot for Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And he also owns the company, SpaceX.
Well, yeah, of course.
Can he just be like, yeah, no letters. No more letters. I ban letters.
No more open letters.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
He has control over that.
Yeah, but it depends how many people are on his letter. If it's like half the company, I mean, obviously they're not telling us what it is.
Yeah.
If it's like half the company, he's going to have to look at it and take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, you could write me a letter, Will, and be like, I'm sick of it.
You just throw it in the garbage?
I'd be like, well, this just has Will's name on it. But you got Mo's name on it. Now it's something different, you know?
Yeah.
If you go get Kirk or Jack or something, you're like, look, all of our names are here.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that's going to stop you.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, that was perfect.
No, but I'll just be like, oh, that's interesting. You got everybody here. Everybody on, because you guys can't get on the same page with each other anyway. So I would be surprised to see that everybody agreed on one thing worth actually submitting a letter about.
Oh, man.
Because you guys, I mean, I'm having to write letters to you guys half the time.
Yeah. And it's only five of us.
That's what I'm trying to get at, Will. You get these big, big groups. Everybody's, it's just a lot of different stuff going on.
It's very complex.
It's a lot. Exactly. Well done. Well done, Will. Musk, Tesla, SpaceX are sued for alleged Dogecoin pyramid scheme.
Same one.
That's a duplicate. We got duped.
Ooh.
Go ahead, Mo.
We finally got OLED.
Yeah.
That's this exciting. Is cool.
Hmm. Apple reportedly planning 13-inch MacBook Air and iPad Pros with OLED displays. Of course, we saw the new MacBook Air very recently, non-OLED, so this is going to be into the future. And of course, it is increasingly likely for 2024, according to display industry analyst Ross Young. Shout out Ross Young.
Yeah, we really...
Ross Young.
We need intro music for these people.
Dun, 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 dun. Rose Young. I dream about somebody like Ross Young running into that clip and being like, wow, I ain't never had no intro. Yeah. I dream of these things happening. That will never happen, but I dream of them.
You never know.
Shout out Enforcer, man. Appreciate it. In a tweet shared with his super followers today, Ross Young's super followers, he said the notebook is expected to be a new MacBook Air, but he said there's a possibility it will have other branding. MacBook. What else other than Air? Go ahead.
Light. Doesn't sound good. I think Air sounds the best, but...
MacBook.
Pro?
They already have
a Pro.
MacBook.
Ultra?
There you go.
Not bad.
It's pretty good.
Ultra Pro Max.
Young, who has accurately revealed a range of display-related information for the iPhone 13 Pro, iPad Mini, MacBook Pro, and other devices, also expects Apple to release an 11-inch and 12.9-inch OLED iPad Pro. OLED is good. We can do OLED. Mm-hmm. You can do, I can buy, we can have.
What is their current? It's mini LED, right?
Correcto mundo. And the blooming and the such, mm-hmm. as they talk about.
Yeah.
I use, I live.
Yeah.
They talk
a video on it.
We did. And in dark environments, you see the things. Some are very upset. It all depends on the individual, the things that bother you. Something bothers you doesn't bother him.
Right.
Bothers me. It's interesting, isn't it?
Subjective.
Like, there's something that really bothers you.
You want me to go off now? Oh, wow.
No, I'm just curious. Is there something that really bothers you?
Obviously, yeah, something does bother me, but not currently.
Well, you're not telling the truth right now.
Well, yesterday's conversation.
Bothered you? Exactly. Get back to the beef zone. Everyone's wondering what the beef is. It's mostly Will's fault, though, not yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I blame myself.
Guaranteed. Because you're supposed to be the guy that keeps on the rails.
I know.
You're supposed to be the guy that goes, right. Hey, guys, we're going live. You're the one with the buttons.
But I started the massive problem.
I have no buttons. I don't have a single button over here. People think I'm in charge. He has the buttons. Mm-hmm. He could just turn me off right now. He could just change the camera angle.
Yeah.
He could start playing sound effects. He could.
That's too much power.
That's right. You got to look for the man with the buttons. That's who you got to look for, right?
Irresponsible.
He said all of the devices will adopt LTPO display tech for variable refresh rate between 1 hertz and 120. Apple calls that ProMotion, obviously. And that's going to help with power. What's going on, Will? You're chuckling over there. What do you got?
The guy in the chat said the button guy. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that's you.
I like that term.
Okay, well, you can have it. You're the button guy.
Yeah.
What does that make Mo?
He has too many nicknames, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With how many? What was the recent one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mosey.
Oh, that's the one you Mosey like. That's the one you want to be called. Okay.
No, it's not the one I want to be called.
Well, you just brought it up. I mean, you're the one bringing it up. If you bring it up, then you obviously...
Right, right. It's on me now.
Is it Mosey or Lil Mosey?
You know what?
So demeaning. With the Y? Y at the end?
Mosey. Yeah. Lil Mosey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not my favorite.
What?
It's not my favorite.
Why'd you just bring it up?
Because you said, what are your nicknames?
I didn't say that.
Well, somebody said, right? Will, did you say that?
He said you have too many nicknames.
Right.
And you decide to announce your latest one.
Yes, the current one.
Okay, all right. You heard it here.
A little nugget is what people say.
Wow. Little nug.
No, don't shorten it even more.
Ooh. Yeah. Somebody says Big Mosey. You prefer Low Mosey or Big Mosey?
Neither.
Well, I mean, you have to choose.
If I have to pick? All right, well. You know what? Little Mosey kind of flows a bit better than Big Mosey.
Okay, all right. Little Mosey it is. You guys heard it here. We have all types of suggestions going on. Go to the next story, Will.
Okay.
A USB-C iPhone could become mandatory in the U.S. as senators push for common charger law. Well, they can do the thing they did in Europe. Just say, okay, you guys are done with the Lightning. We're done with the Lightning. You have a precedent.
Apple's the only one with this problem, right?
The proprietary connector?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure there's others out there, but at that scale, absolutely. They're the only one.
Okay, so if they got to do it for the European market, aren't they just going to do it for the U.S.? Like, that'd be crazy if they released an iPhone, what is it, the 15 is going to be this version, the Type-C version?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you pick and choose? No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's just going to be all Type-C.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's if they're going to do it for the European market, this seems like, well, they're going to do it anyways. But, okay, if you want to have a law.
If you want to have a law, you have a law.
Right.
Well, it would be across the entire industry, so it would also probably affect upcoming products that would attempt to do something similar in the future. Mm-hmm. Universal standards in general, because there once was a time where it was all over the place with connectors and it wasn't universal, even though you had USB.
Right.
You had different varieties of USBs that were being implemented. You had Apple went from a 30-pin proprietary connector.
I remember.
Tesla has a proprietary connector. So when you start to think of proprietary anything, you imagine that you could put laws in place to try to stop that from taking place.
Right.
Or needing adapters or more cables or whatever it might be. Just last week, the European Union officially reached an agreement on making the USB-C charging port the mandatory standard starting in 2024. Now, a group of senators in the United States is looking to follow suit, calling the U.S. Commerce Department to adopt a similar policy to address lack of interoperability standards for charging and other device accessories. The letter was sent to Gina Raimondo, the Secretary of Commerce for the United States. It is signed by Senators Ed Markey, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders. In the letter, the three explain the lack of interoperability standard in the United States results in e-waste and environmental damage while also being a burden on consumers. We urge you to follow the EU's lead by developing a comprehensive... There you go. Follow the lead. You have the precedent. You go for it. But like you said, it's probably a thing that was changing anyways at this point. It's funny that these things come into play when it's already too late. Government's a little slow on that because Apple probably already had a plan. And I think we all knew the days of the Lightning port were numbered. Right. So will this speed things up? Possibly. But it was going away anyway. Next up, Will. Another Elon Musk story. Tesla raises their price. Oh, that's just for their headline. Musk be joking. We are the sun.com. Musk be joking. You must be joking. How many times do I have to say it, Mo? Give me something here. Help me out. No, okay. Help me out here, man.
Well,
I'm getting killed over here. I'm getting destroyed over here. I'm flailing on the ground. I'm a fish out of water.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla raises prices of vehicles up to 5K. 5K maximum, I guess, of all their price. They keep raising these things up. Inflation.
Right.
Talk inflation. Rising raw material costs. So what they're also talking about, continued global supply chain issues have resulted in Tesla raising prices for all of its U.S. models. They revealed its cars will be receiving a 5% price hike, which I guess at the high end will give you that 5K.
Mm-hmm.
The Model X long range goes from $114,990 to $129,990. Even more. That's a $6,000 increase.
Yeah.
The Model X Plaid's version has not yet been affected. That's your value model right now. No.
No.
Long range Model S goes from $99,990 to $104,990, increase of 5 G's. And the Plaid in the Model S remains the same, but it's also very expensive to begin with. Everything goes up, even Willy Doo's beloved Model 3.
No, because he got standard range, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yours doesn't get moved at all.
You don't get a long range?
No.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Very well.
I don't think my price is going to change.
No. That's kind of the point of the hike is that it's anticipating that inflation is going to increase over the years. or over the time period, because their orders are so backlogged.
Mm.
Like if you place an order today, it's going to be a year until you receive it.
Mm-hmm.
So because now you're purchasing a year in advance, the inflation at that time is going to be, well, Elon's expecting it to go up and become more difficult. So this is almost like a preemptive move.
Mm.
Yep.
Mr. Tesla over here.
Yeah.
Just
giving him that look. Looking him up and down.
No. No. Tesla Model Y completely tanks. Flood that left another car stranded in China completely tanks. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but basically floats through the flood.
Tanks means floats?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently one car is better than the other. Well, you know who this guy's rooting for. Ray for Tesla. With the... if you ever see the electric...
the lightning bolt?
In the Twitter...
bio?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got a Tesla.
Isn't that funny?
That's like a lot of water, man.
Yeah. Whoa.
Just filming while doing
filming
it?
Filming while driving.
No big deal.
The water is like almost higher than the wheel. So
this is crazy.
This is good.
How is this
possible?
Yeah. Wouldn't it get wet inside?
Water?
Yeah. Doesn't water get into places?
At some point, it's got to. I mean, at some point, it's got to breach the...
the seals?
Those seals. But I don't know. Not enough pressure here. And I presume it's not super wet inside, but you're the Tesla guy, Mo, so go ahead.
I mean, this is kind of cool. It's got rugged.
As a shareholder.
Right. Yeah.
As a large-scale investor. How did Tesla do it?
I have no idea. I don't know, but this is cool.
Why is Tesla so good?
Elon.
Really? Oh, you do want to go into it?
No, I don't. What? You're asking questions, I'm giving answers.
Do you feel better? Like
I feel great. Going through floods I feel and stuff? Amazing.
Okay.
No, because you know what, Will? Huh? You imagine if you had the Bronco. That water,
just drive
you don't even
it.
See, you don't even feel it, that water. With your drain plugs, let the water come in.
Right. Well, you got drain plugs.
Let the water come in. You go for a bath in that Bronco.
Just wash my feet.
Yeah, maybe that's the way you want it, a little extra activity. So... that's the comparison we need to see. It's not fair against that other sedan, that BMW or whatever it was. That's not fair. We need to see Bronco versus Tesla to get to the bottom of that.
All right.
So good thing you got both coming.
Oh.
We'll take them through the lake. Tesla's running autopilot involved in 273 crashes. We have Washington Post, Will.
Yeah.
Why are we always signed out? I pay for these people.
Okay. Well, let's skip the other one.
What, we're skipping that story? Because we're not logged in?
Mm-hmm.
Tesla Model 3 drivers found to be the most satisfied car owners in U.S. and Europe. On a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you in your new purchase? 1,000. Yeah, people who have Model 3s are so happy about their Model. Do you know anybody who has Model 3?
And doesn't want to talk about it.
They love the Model 3. They absolutely, it is beyond any of the other models.
Mm-hmm.
Model 3 owners specifically. I don't know why that is. I don't know what the special ingredients are of that customer and that product.
Mm-hmm.
But my God, it'll talk your ear off about how good it is, the Model 3. Mm. Maybe Y buyers are probably next. S and X buyers, I think, are a little bit less enthusiastic. In my experience, it's completely anecdotal.
Yeah. No, I get that too. Model 3 owners, like I always get the ranting and raving.
They're the most enthusiastic?
Mm-hmm.
Have you gone through this process? Somebody has bit your ear off?
Yeah.
They did.
To the point where I got like a rating, like an A. They gave me an A on the Model 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're very specific.
Recent study published by online driver education resource Zootobi has revealed that Tesla Model 3 drivers are the most satisfied car owners in the United States and Europe. So Toby was able to come to this conclusion by analyzing owner feedback from review sites Parker's, Honest John, Auto Trader, and Edmunds. Tesla gets a bit of flack among reviewers, with Edmunds in particular commonly criticizing the company's vehicles for their features and quirks on social media. Yet, despite this, owners still seem to love their Teslas, with the company being the brand with the highest owner ratings. I think there's so many things to learn when you get a Tesla.
It's all exciting.
That your initial customer feedback is, it's you know, it's a high kind of, it feels so much different than probably the car you had before it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've spent this, all this time getting to know it, and it feels fresh and exciting for a while somehow. Right. It's an exciting new relationship. And it's also, it's a good car. Like, bottom line, it does the thing, too.
I think it needs to do that
part. It does the thing, it's quick, and I think I understand how this can be the case. This is easy for me to understand.
Wait, what? Number three is the Ford... What?
Go ahead, Mo.
How is that on this list?
What, the Ford Puma?
Yeah.
Why are you so angry about it?
No, okay, line up all three of those. Which one are you taking last?
Yeah, but the Ford Pumas come in different price, man. So it's like satisfaction given what you paid for it as well. Like, I think that's why the three is more satisfying than even the other Tesla models because of the price.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I paid this money and I got this.
Okay, I see. But it's not bang like, for your buck.
Well, like that's why I think actually at the Model S level, it's compared to different things, and then it gets weird.
Yeah,
it's the three. What can you get instead of a three at that price? And in the case of the Puma, I presume that's even like $10,000 or $20,000 less.
Yeah,
I don't even know the car because I guess it's sold in Europe or wherever.
It's fairly close though. You're talking about like 0.03 difference.
Yeah, people like their Volvo XC40 as well. But also another thing to mention, and I don't know globally what the situation is, but, oh, and here's your overall brand rating, which is even a little bit more of a gap between Tesla, Land Rover, Mazda, Peugeot, BMW, Volvo. I mean, you can check out the list for yourself. These lists every so often come out as different data sets.
Surprising to see Mercedes-Benz at the bottom there.
Yeah. There's a lot of different groups that aim to do this. You have JD Power. They were asking me about my Taycan.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, you know, do the thing. Do our initial satisfaction.
Yeah.
Remember, I talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it, but if I were to do it, it would be high satisfaction.
Yeah.
I would be a data point, and I'm not, which then the whole thing about reviews and surveys and so forth, you're lacking a ton of data.
Have you seen the survey? Like, is it in depth or is it just like a...
It was just an invitation in my inbox.
Oh. You never clicked on it.
I didn't click. But I like JD Power, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds good. You've heard about it. I heard about it my whole life. They'd be like, JD Power's number one initial satisfaction. I'd be like, that seems like a good car. But I don't know, in the modern era, in the internet age, how significant that is, because people talk to each other online and they have their own feedback, and maybe you don't need this trophy or whatever, but they've been doing it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says JD Power isn't a thing. Do I have the wrong, am I calling that the wrong thing? Is it a different name?
Award?
Just type that in. Yeah. Right? Leader in consumer insights, advisory services, and data and analytics. Yeah, no, definitely. JD Power is who I was talking about. So don't tell me. Don't tell me things like that, please. Tesla's running. Is this entire show just Tesla today, Will?
Yeah, there's a lot of Tesla.
It's just like,
this
it's
is the last one.
Is like
this is the last one.
20th story. Tesla's running autopilot involved in 273 crashes reported since last year. Regulators released the first batch of data since mandating the companies such as Tesla report on serious crashes involving their driver assistance systems. I think we talked about the fact that they were investigating this, but I guess they now have released more data. Is that what's going on? 273 crashes on autopilot, which sounds like a lot, but actually a lot of people crash as well.
Yeah.
crashes are pretty common, and there's a lot of Teslas out there, and there's a lot of autopilot out there. Tesla vehicles made up nearly 70% of the 392 crashes involving advanced driver assistance systems reported since last July, and a majority of the fatalities and serious injuries, some of which date back further than a year, 8 of the Tesla crashes took place before June 2021. Previously, NHTSA said it had probed 42 crashes involving driver assistance, 35 of which included Tesla vehicles, in a more limited data that stretched back to 2016. Of the 6 fatalities listed in the data set published Wednesday, 5 were tied to Tesla vehicles, including a July 2021 crash involving a pedestrian in Flushing, Queens. Involving a pedestrian, that's the bad one. Mm-hmm. When you hit the pedestrian, the systems are supposed to see the pedestrian.
Yeah.
And the pedestrian has
nothing to protect themselves.
No metal.
No barriers.
Around them.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people. You know what's weird about this, Mo? This is one of those situations where if you're personally affected by something like that, it's like you are... it's hard to not be critical of these technologies, right?
Right.
In the one-off scenario exactly, where you were personally affected by it, you'd be like, screw that.
Why do we need to do this?
However, you look at the data, you take a step back, you go, well, how many pedestrians are killed by people actually driving? Mm-hmm. But it's hard to do the math when you're personally affected by something.
Right.
And everybody's raving about how great it is. And everybody, guys like Moog, are buying up shares in incredible volume. And everyone's so excited all the time. But it is, things still do go wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important as well for that information to surface and for people to realize, like, there's no perfect tech out there. And it's going to be part of the process here.
Mm-hmm. The process.
And you're going to have to constantly be making your comparisons with human error versus
AI error.
And doing the math and looking at it from a mm-hmm. pragmatic point of view.
Right. It's hard.
It's hard.
It's very hard.
Because I was about to talk about it and say, well, this and that. But then you actually picture the pedestrian, you picture the family, so mm-hmm, forth. Mm-hmm. And you go, well, maybe it's not just a conversation. Because there's more
nuance to the conversation.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about a very specific math in this case that we're talking about people's lives associated with it. So, but it is a very common cause of death, actually, just motor vehicle accidents in general. And if you're making significant improvements, if you're capable of making significant improvements through these types of driver assistance systems, then you don't want the whole thing to be derailed because they fail every so often. It's tough.
Right. Yeah.
But you definitely want somebody to blame if you're personally impacted by such things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ferrari is going to launch 15 cars between 2023 and 2026 and expand its plan for EVs. 15 cars sounds like a lot for 3 years.
That's a lot. Right?
For Ferrari. Gearing up to add its electric vehicles to its lineup starting 2025, and a new strategy outlining the company's plans for the coming decade have been announced by the CEO, Benedetto Vigna, on Thursday. Key among the plans is confirmation that Ferrari will launch 15 cars between 2023 and 2026, including its first EV, which comes in 2025. There's going to be a successor to the LaFerrari and more additions to the Icona series of limited editions. And I still don't know how to say this. Can you give me we'll say the word.
Puro sangue?
Is that correct? Go ahead. Mo, take a crack. Right there.
Puro sangue.
Okay. Ferrari's first SUV is going to debut in September. Ferrari also has a goal of becoming carbon neutral by 2030. Other specific targets mentioned include growing sales of electrified models to 60% by 2026 and 80% of their sales by 2030. Split between EVs and hybrids. The Ferrari crowd's an interesting one. Say goodbye to the rumble and the bumble of the motor. I don't know. Time will tell. The SUV will be a big play. It'll be a big change. Even having just that company like them. Boring Company receives approval for expanding its tunnels to downtown Las Vegas. Tunnels will stretch from the Stratosphere to Fremont Street. I guess it only goes to the convention center right now. Go all the way to downtown. Vegas loves the tunnel. Vegas loves the Tesla. Vegas loves the Elon. Of course, they have the big tech show every year, so going to the convention center made sense in the first place, because you might want to ride the Tesla to go there, but why not go all the way downtown, too? Downtown is supposedly being reinvigorated, as the word that I hear. And if you can do this little loop, and it's if it's as efficient as they say, the network of tunnels called the Vegas Loop is supposed to span 29 miles and have 51 stops when finished. For now, only 1.7-mile tunnels are operational between the Las Vegas Convention Center, turning what would be a 25-minute walk across the convention center into a 2-minute ride. The system uses human-controlled Model X and Y vehicles to transport passengers, despite Musk's previous statement about using sleds to carry cars through the tunnels. Yeah, no. Right now, they're just driving through these tunnels, and there's a driver. But if you've ever been to Vegas and there's a big show going on, you realize the difficulty in getting a cab on the surface. And the infrequency of the public transit and them trying to figure out some futuristic version. Like, this system transported 15,000 to 17,000 passengers? No. Come on, did it? That's a big number. Reportedly less congested than actually walking the convention center floors, riders said they experienced traffic backups at the tunnel, which hold a maximum of 70 cars at one time. The system transported 15,000 to 17,000 passengers during each day of CES. So yeah, for the really, really big conventions and things like that, I can see this alleviating some of the surface level pressure that's going on for transportation. And they take it all the way downtown. Oh, interesting to see. But they got to get the sleds going, like the original plan.
Do they?
Well, that would be good, right? That'd be cool.
Because they can go a lot faster, right? That's the idea?
Let's go fast.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we?
All right.
What about Hyperloop? Get to that. So get that going one day too, right, Mo? Then you're really going.
Then you're flying.
Vacuum stuff? You like that? You like vacuum stuff, don't you?
I do. Is that a shot for the
get them started.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
The video we just released.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm looking at you, Mo.
Yeah, okay.
Right now, I'm looking at you.
No.
He's going to punch you.
Is he on the edge today?
No, I've been pretty good.
I haven't
short circuit yet.
You're close.
I am
a couple
close.
Of times I had you right there.
Yeah.
You were on the tightrope.
I think he's just happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fantastic.
There's a lot of production going on.
Yes.
Oh, his video.
I like that we've been busy.
Oh,
today.
You like his video
I
as
like
well.
His video.
I like his video as well.
It's very old school.
Okay, so people, for those of you, I'm going to give you a little insight because you're part of the community, the one and only. Plus, you might be in the Discord. I was over there. I was in the Discord last night. I was pretty late. And I was lurking.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was lurking.
You see some of those memes?
I was lurking.
Okay.
And I put a GG in there. Yeah, you might have seen me. You never know when I'm in there. I'll be looking at what's going on.
Yeah.
There's a link in the description. You guys go join the community. But anyway, you get a little preview here. Mo put together his own video. Like, he put together a video, like, behind the scenes. He ordered up some interesting things. And there was, like, it was such a variety of things involved. Then he set everything up and he was like, okay, Lou, ready, let's go. And he's like, Will, if you don't mind, can you help me out with this video over here?
So polite.
Like, anytime, buddy.
You did.
Yeah.
Did exactly like that. And you were running around. And what happens when he's excited is his pace actually gets faster.
Yeah.
He starts, like, you know, moving differently.
But I'm glad that everything was prepared as best he could.
And then when he's upset, you know, everything slows down and the shoulders go.
Mo was very passionate.
Yeah. And then
very expressive.
You can hard see, on the sleeves type of guy.
You can see it either way. You can see it either way, what's going on with him. But he was super excited about this video, and I think you guys are going to love it. I don't know when it comes out, but we shot it. And you guys are going to love it. And you got to show him support because he went over and above on that.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the people like it.
No, there's no way they don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I'm positive.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I'm excited.
Hyundai's new electric SUV might be a retro masterpiece. Okay. I like that. Oh, Will, take it easy, Will. Will, you better.
Willie, dude, this is.
Put it away, Will. Put it away.
I'm whipping it out.
Oh, holy cow.
Wait, hold on a second. When did they say it's coming out?
2023.
That's not that long. That's not that long.
Okay, Hyundai built a proper off-roader known as the Galloper. What a name. Kind of reminds me of a Bronco.
It sure does.
Oh, man.
They're like, hey, people are buying this Bronco, but it's not electric. Let's do a Galloper.
So we got drain plugs.
But though, apparently they announced the idea years ago. Wow, the Galloper never made it to the USA. Oh, it was a product. Interesting. Interesting. People were just starting to take notice of the brand, but were far from ready to drop 50K on one originally. Oh, I see. Here we are 20 years later, and the 2023 Hyundai Palisade is easily one of the best cars in that segment. So is this is a concept idea type thing? Well, these drawings here, but they could do it. And if they did an EV, then Willy Doo would be first in line for that.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I always like the two-tone.
No, it's great. It's great what they're doing. You got your classic SUV looks, but this is like an artist's rendition.
Yeah.
Of what it would be, right? Yeah. And a sketch. No, Mo, it's okay.
I mean, that picture
looks really cool, though.
Look at these old commercials here. Imagine how much so fun great. You would have in this. Look at this. Yeah. Go back. Look at the horse.
The pony action.
See, they weren't even trying to mix it up. No. They're just like, listen, this is our Bronco. This is our horse, all right? Go back. I just want to see the fun times in the
commercial.
Yeah, I want to see what would happen if I had one of these. I'm off-road.
Ooh.
I need you to go back a little further. I just want to see when they're... Oh, my goodness. Wait, no, you're good. Leave it. Look at this. Hop.
Whoa.
Leave it, Will.
Dude, this is crazy.
Don't touch it. Here, look. Then you're also in the city. Look how happy.
That's fun.
Crossing bridges.
So many quick shots.
Well, you better get together. You better...
That's a serious competitor.
This is a little much here, and...
This is an EV, right? Well, look at the amount of work this guy put in.
Yeah.
Well done, dude.
It's not as much as you did for the video. For your video.
So, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, the people say that you need the Galloper now, Will.
I don't know, man. I think you do.
Is that right, Will?
I don't mind it.
So you're going to get a Galloper then?
Or the Scout. I like the Scout.
Because you haven't ordered enough cars yet.
No. So, I need one more trifecta.
Let's order one more. Meta shows a vision of the metaverse with futuristic headset design. Oh, they showed off a new headset design?
It's a concept.
Of course it is.
But it's a way to paint the picture of like the future of how we use VR.
This your guy, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Zuck.
This lecture hall will be made of code. Oh. And though they're virtual students, what they'll learn together is real. A surgeon will be able to practice as many times as needed in the metaverse.
In the metaverse.
Before laying her hands on a real patient.
So it's pretty much like the basic stuff, but
they can still watch Mark.
I still find it interesting, the potential of the metaverse VR. Virtual,
but the impact will be real.
Did you notice that her fingers are covered with
controllers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you actually don't need a controller?
No.
Per se?
Fingertip controllers.
Excellent.
That seems like it would be annoying to put on.
Yeah.
Whoa. But I guess it's more interactive.
Well, you wear it all the time, though.
You're right.
I never take it off.
I wake and sleep in this.
Yes, you do. And the other thing, too, is are people even standing up? Or are they always sitting down or laying down? Like, because you can't really walk around with it.
Well, you can if you have one of those, like, catwalk things.
No. I'm talking, like, these scenarios they played out over here. Mm-hmm. Students and... I don't know. It's tough. Like, when you were playing... What's the game you played recently? Well, Half-Life Alyx?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That one's great.
Were you playing standing up or sitting down?
I did both, but the most recent playthrough, I was just standing.
Standing?
Mm-hmm.
The whole time?
That's a very interactive game. Like, lean over walls and stuff like that.
You don't even notice, like, 2 hours later.
Yeah.
You've just been standing in the middle of your room.
Like, I played...
It's just odd. Like, under what other circumstance are you just standing in the middle of your house?
Yeah. in the middle of the living room.
Like if somebody walks in, and you're just standing.
Or if you like see through a window, then your neighbor just standing in the middle of the room for 2 hours. I mean, whatever. Oh, I don't
that
know.
Comes through my head though. That you, someone walking around.
Yeah,
I've played like a super hot. I think it's called Super Hot.
Yeah.
But I played that sitting down. So there are games that you can play that are better played even sitting down.
I mean, maybe the ultimate solution, if they want to keep you in the headset permanently, is it has to have an AR flip switch, which then cameras pump through what you're seeing. Yeah.
Well, they do have that.
You do that in the Quest.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, actually, that's too disorienting. I think you actually have to have like a lens.
Like it goes away, retracts, and then you're in real life.
Yeah, maybe it's a helmet. I don't know what it is. But yeah,
this new concept one, it looks a lot slimmer.
Mm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel like such a dork wearing this.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't jut out
as
from
far,
the face.
Yeah.
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 That's what Zuck says. That's how Mark sounds. When they show him the new design, he goes, yeah.
Oh. A little bit of spittle coming out your mouth.
Remember in Dune, my favorite character in Dune? You know who I'm talking about?
You can't remember the name?
No, I don't remember that.
By Skarsgård.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Floating guy.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. He's always in like a bath or...
He's always taking showers.
Yeah, he's always... Yeah, you notice he never has a shirt on.
You know what? That's very royal.
Hmm.
Guy who's always taking baths, just lying down.
They almost got him too, didn't they? Anyway, whatever. I do like the thing.
Okay.
I like the thing, the Dune thing. Will, I like the Dune.
Yeah.
I want the next one.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like many things at all.
Uh-huh. Ever.
I mean, I don't.
Shout out.
But it was the atmosphere of Dune.
Yeah.
And the sand and the weapons are a little funky, but.
Yeah. You want to take a break?
Oh, yeah, let's take a break. We got really funny, good stuff afterwards.
Okay.
Today we're sponsored by ZocDoc. Find local doctors that will take your insurance, dentists, dermatologists, why has it not been modernized, the doctor thing?
Right.
It's annoying, the whole process. Who's my doctor? Where's my doctor?
Uh-huh.
Where am I going? What are the costs? Is it going to be covered, etc.? Are they going to be a good doctor? Oh, how about getting some reviews? 5 stars, 4.84, the number of reviews that come through as well. You want to know, is he a nice guy?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a nice guy? He's a 4.9 over here. And then you can build a rapport, possibly. Now you got yourself a doctor, and you're not putting it off anymore because you can book it in and do it in the way that you do everything else you do online in 2022.
Oh, nice.
Trying to help you out, Mo. It's about time you start taking care of yourself. Primary care, dentist, OBGYN, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, you name it, they got it. It's ZocDoc.
ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. In a chaotic world of healthcare, let ZocDoc be a trusted guide to find a quality doctor in a way that is surprisingly pain-free. With ZocDoc, you can get your docs in a row. Go to ZocDoc.com/LouLater and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/LouLater. That's ZocDoc.com/LouLater.
We're also sponsored by your favorite sponsor today, Mo, Masterworks, because they start talking about investing. They get your juices flowing.
Yeah.
Everybody's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's a bit different, a little more avant-garde. Masterworks is the first platform for buying and selling shares representing an investment in iconic artworks. Those iconic artworks you could never invest in exclusively yourself. You can't go buy these things. These are one of a kind.
Exactly.
You don't have those type of funds.
No, this is too expensive.
Neither do I. I mean, when they start showing these numbers on some of this stuff, you're like, damn. But the part that matters to you, Mo, is that they beat the S&P.
They beat inflation. Yeah, that's crazy.
They beat the S&P.
And they beat the S&P by a lot. That's so 180%
crazy. From 2000 to 2018. We estimate, based on a Deloitte report, the total value of privately held art to be $1.7 trillion. They're saying, why don't you get in on this action? Yeah. They're saying, we got action. Why don't you get in on this action?
No, this is really cool.
And that's how they say it. They say it in that tone. Why don't you get in on this action? The cool part about it, too, is that, you know, you feel connected. If you're a person who's into art, you have some sort of connection to it that you wouldn't be able to on your own.
Normally. Yeah.
You can be like, look at this. Like, you know, Banksy or Basquiat or whatever. Take your pick. But you can see the purchase price and the appreciation, the sale price. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
See, look at the appreciation, Mo. You don't have anything appreciated like that.
No, unfortunately not.
You're doing it wrong. You're investing wrong.
Could be, man.
So get involved. It's Masterworks.
Masterworks is the platform for investing in contemporary blue chip art. Billionaires have been quietly diversifying their portfolios with art for years. Now Masterworks allows investors like you and I to as well. Masterworks is democratizing the art market by allowing anyone to buy and sell fractional shares in high-value works of art. They've sold 3 paintings since 2017, each returning over 30% net IRR to investors. Important to know, contemporary art pieces have outperformed the S&P 500 by a total return of 164% for the past 26 years. There's currently a waitlist to sign up, but with our code, you can skip the waitlist and start investing today. Go to masterworks.art/lulater. That's masterworks.art/lulater to get started. And we're back.
And we're back. And we have another hot new vehicle tempting Mr. Willie Doo because he doesn't have enough problems with vehicles already.
Mm-hmm. Somebody in the chat just sent this one.
How about
the werewolf? Shout out.
Toyota Compact Cruiser EV.
Look at this thing.
Electric off-roader. What? This is your dream come true. What?
Dude, this looks like sort of like Hot Wheels envisioning of like a cool car. And they made it.
Big skid plate on the front for real off-roading. So are these renders or is this an actual thing? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Looks real.
Let's see here. The last time, so they unveiled it. I never knew about this. So this was unveiled in December 2021 alongside a host of other Toyota EV concepts. The Compact Cruiser EV just won the 2022 Car Design Award for concept vehicles, one of the most prestigious prizes in the industry. And it spurred Toyota to release a little more background on this little electric SUV. So these are still renders or, I don't know, man, those photos look real.
They're just getting
look at
really
the integrated
good.
Roof rack. I think they put a snowboard on top for Willie Doo.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that little ladder.
It probably folds down.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's designed specifically for this car. Well, that's cool. It's not just a random
Comes with it.
You even got the rack kind of peeled to the back so you can attach like your bikes.
Mm, dude, I like this.
Uh-oh.
This is cool.
How do I put a deposit down?
I think I like this.
What is the interior?
Which color are you getting?
Oh man, these are your options. You can go color with this green looks good.
You go with the green.
Yeah, I might go with the green.
The foresty.
Although the blue looks very
futuristic.
Yeah.
With the stripe. It's a bit much, but I
there's your original concept right there. And it's an EV.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be putting your money down today or tomorrow, Willie Doo? Just send it to...
Yeah, send me the website.
Put it in an envelope and send it to Toyota.
Just Toyota.
Yeah, headquarters. And write a nice little letter about why you should be the first to receive it. Do they say anything about availability or if they're even going to make it?
Off-road cruiser, we are testing.
A production SUV of this size would offer greater maneuverability on off-road trails than a Rivian R1T or a GMC Hummer EV. Both are quite large. For Toyota, compact electric off-roader also makes a lot of sense to counter models like the Ford Bronco Sport. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds I don't know. Fire. It's still in concept territory, but you can send an envelope to Toyota if you want.
Okay.
UPS begins U.S. testing of its cute mini electric vans based on four-wheeled e-bikes. efficient delivery.
It's so cute. Yeah.
I don't mind.
How many packages could you fit in this?
Well, don't rain on the parade here.
I don't.
The man's having a parade.
Well, I guess for the city.
Does he collect packages from the actual warehouse or from other UPS vehicles? Does he just stay downtown and then he has a rendezvous with the bigger trucks and he does the smaller deliveries?
Right.
So is it a rendezvous?
It looks very nimble.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Have you ever had a rendezvous?
What? Like a meetup? Who says rendezvous?
It's a simple question, Mo.
Yes, I've had a few rendezvous.
I like it, Will. I like it.
No covering for the doors. What if there's like a rainstorm?
It's for the small trips. It's for the city.
I don't think that
where he fits. Look where he fits. Yeah. He fits where a human fits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He fits where the pedestrian fits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think even the bigger ones will have the... I think it's a sliding door. Like the door slides from the inside. It's so that they can jump in and out because they go in and out of their car or vans frequently, so they save a little time.
Oh, as long as there's a, you know, protective barrier.
I believe there is.
Oh, okay. Exciting.
Under the ever-evolving watchful eye of a city camera with 195 gigapixel resolution.
Whoa. Holy moly.
That's a lot of data.
Wow.
Oh my God. How far does this go?
So much resolution.
You know what this reminds me of? Have you seen those short videos of people zooming out on iPads of drawings?
Or zooming in.
And it just keeps going and it's more and more detailed.
It tells a little story.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well,
this is terrifying.
Very impressive.
It's so much information. And
imagine this is video. This is just a picture.
Well, sure. And one day it is video.
Uh-huh. Very impressive.
And you're so... You eventually get up to like satellite version of this.
Mm-hmm.
Literally track someone.
Just like permanent, high quality surveillance.
Yeah.
But it's better than your eyes, right? Your eyes aren't working at this res.
No.
These dingy things.
So too much res.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. That was really cool.
Amazon will give away 30 games, including Mass Effect Legendary Edition next month. 30 games. Just give it away. Prime Day giveaway also features Grid Classics, Need for Speed Heat. Well, I haven't heard Need for Speed in a while. I used to play that on PC.
Mm-hmm.
And some Star Wars classics. Which are those? What's the list, Will? Oh, here we go. Star Wars Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, and Star Wars Republic Commando.
Great game.
Is it?
It's a shooter, actually. It's very fun. Old school.
I don't remember any of these titles, actually.
No?
No.
Oh, yeah, they're all pretty good. Like, these are, I think, third-person lightsaber.
I might have played. I just can't keep the names together. I feel like I played.
Yeah.
And might have enjoyed. Prime Day will be held July 12th to 13th this year. So 2 days worth. And while the promotion's running, Prime subscribers will be able to download over 30 PC games for free via the Prime Gaming service, including the Star Wars titles. Into the run-up of this day, 25 indie games will be made available to Prime members for free, starting June 21st. Standouts from this selection include several SNK arcade classics, Fatal Fury Special, Metal Slug 2, Samurai Showdown 2, and a couple of King of Fighters. So, a bunch of free games to play.
Yeah, just a simple little deal.
Why not? Mm-hmm. YouTube TV finally delivers on its promise of surround sound. Started rolling out on Android TV, Google TV, and Roku devices. Obviously, this is for like a living room setup. The surround sound's not going to work so well on the mobile, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, they're showing a phone there. Up until now, I presume you've just been, what, like 2.1? Google's finally delivered on the promise of surround sound for YouTube TV. Subscribers have been waiting a long time for the ability to materialize. This ability. Back in March, Google detailed the status of YouTube TV surround sound after promising it the year prior. The audio ability was merely in the testing stage. Last week, the official YouTube TV account tweeted that it would be rolling out 5.1 surround sound across Google TV, Android TV, and Roku devices. As long as your device and setup meet the requirements, you'll automatically get 5.1 audio whenever it's available for the program that you're watching. The 5.1 surround sound ability requires the YouTube TV app to be installed on your device, though the app must be running Cobalt version 20 or higher. Select Samsung, LG, and Vizio TVs with Cobalt 20 or above are compatible, and you can pair them with a traditional Chromecast, Android TV, Google TV device, or Roku device. I guess for 5.1, like, you have to have a sound bar connected to it, probably to the digital output on the TV, which is going to do the decoding, send it to the device that's capable of delivering it. But still, if this is your primary entertainment source in your entertainment setup, then that's a touch that you're going to want. You're going to want it. Drake drops a new surprise album, Honestly Nevermind. And Mo told me about this when I got in. I had seen a little bit of it on Twitter. I was hunting down some of the tracks. I might have listened to two or three. I watched the music video.
Yeah.
As well.
Where he marries 20 girls.
Where he married. Yeah. It was.
A lot of dislikes in that video.
Why do you think?
Wait. What did you say? You said a lot of dislikes?
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring it up for me? Because I didn't have the dislike bar enabled when I was watching it. But I did, without seeing the dislike bar, I had a weird reaction.
You did, yeah.
You were watching my reaction.
I was watching your reaction.
And you were also reacting.
I was. Oh, it's moved up on the trending.
Okay, well, 20K dislikes, I guess that's more than he would usually have for 120K likes. I guess his ratio is a little bit different. I don't know. I mean, it's a music video and you get some flexibility there, I guess, with artistic freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see maybe why people don't like it.
Yeah, I can see that too.
I can, you know. I'm not sure what the message is.
It's really odd.
Or maybe there doesn't even have to be one.
Right. Maybe it's just a goof.
Pure fiction.
Just well, a you fun know Drake. Video. He likes to troll.
It could be a troll.
Get people's emotions up.
It could be a troll.
Just to get attention.
It's called falling back.
Could be a...
But yeah, it's a wedding sequence. And there's many brides. And you know, something I noticed which was interesting is... And also, people are right. Maybe people are disliking the actual music as opposed to the video in this case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what was interesting to me, at the end, they tag every girl who was in the video, their social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which kind of surprised me a little bit.
Seems bizarre.
But not typical for a music video from a really established, you know?
Yeah, like, I don't know. It just seems a little like... what's the point of this segment? Like, you paid them to be in the video.
Yeah, you were bothered. You were like, if it's a promo for their account,
yeah,
are they getting paid? That was all you could focus on.
I was like, okay, maybe this is how they got paid? That like
you were worried that people weren't getting paid.
Yes, I was.
There's also credits, like a movie.
And the singer, and there's a lot of different sequences and things. It's obviously a joke. It's some kind of a joke, and I agree with you, Will. There's a trolling element to it. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it, and honestly, if you watch the video, it looks like everyone's just having a party.
Yeah.
Like, especially when they start dancing. I'm sure everybody had a really good time on mm-hmm. this set. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not really that bothered by it. But I also, it is very unclear what the hell the point of it is.
Will, did you get a chance to listen to it? The album?
No, not yet.
It's a lot of, like, I would say it's very house music inspired, in my opinion.
Is it really?
Yeah. A few of the tracks. That's why I was listening to it on my way here, mm-hmm. and I would really like portions of a lot of different tracks.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's an interesting listen.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, many people are just perceiving this as the fact is that he's not a one-woman man. That's it. That's all. The people are taking it like literally. Yeah. That's the whole uh-huh. message of it. I guess. Maybe, you know, sometimes I think at this level, when you know you're making a music video that like 20 million people are going to see or 100 million people, you have it's like uh-huh. it has to be a little bit shocking yeah. in some way.
I completely agree.
And he's got to rub people up a little bit
mm-hmm.
in order to have their... I mean, every video's been done. Everything's been done. So the sheer visual of like all these brides, and it's enough to kind of mess you up, rub sure. you up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the entirety of the concept. You look at the initial thing and you're like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely people are going to notice it. But yeah, as far as the music is concerned, I haven't listened to all of it yet. But mm-hmm. you're right. It's very club.
Yeah.
It's for the club.
Yeah.
And maybe that's calculated where...
Maybe.
Where coming out of COVID, the nice weather...
People going out. They want some beach music.
Now is the time. Supply and demand.
Right.
Because Drake's always very calculated. Supply and demand. Business.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Jesse.
Jesse says that the guy singing, the wedding singer in the video, is from Wedding Crashers with Vince Vaughn. That's a nice little touch. Cool. I didn't know that. Okay, what do you got next, Will? Watching the ball juggling from above. Okay.
I thought this was kind of cool. Like, you just see juggling normally all the time and how it works, but having a top down of the balls.
Whoa, it seems like they're floating.
It's a pretty cool perspective.
This is... I mean, juggling's impressive.
It's also slow-mo too right now, which is extra floaty.
Did you guys see that? That was amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's also an amazing juggler. Yeah, yeah. No. I, yeah.
There's no reaction from you two. This goes behind the back.
Yeah, it's very impressive, though.
But funny enough, it's almost more hypnotizing when it's simple like this.
When it's like almost floating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she keeps the height at a lower range.
Mm-hmm. Ready? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, just the change of an angle. It's pretty cool.
Way to go, Will.
Yeah.
It's good.
Not bad.
Spider-Man defeated in tragic... Tragic Disneyland accident.
Yeah.
The animatronic superhero froze while swinging above. Okay, so he's an animatronic.
Yeah, no one got hurt.
It's funny looking at him the way he's swinging there.
So there's
a video. Oh my goodness. So everybody's watching the show. Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
So nobody got hurt. Let's watch it again. I gotta laugh.
Nobody got hurt. Here goes something.
Then Frozen.
Oh. Spider-Man's limbs lock up at the top of his arc, rendering him unable to safely descend.
Oh my God.
He yells out, "Airbags, please." A moment later, the web crawler smashes back first into the side of a building, crashing against a wall and disappearing from sight. It's one of those moments where it's like if you were there at the same time, you kind of wish it went off properly, but you're also kind of, you got to see a moment, like a rare moment of the malfunction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good, it's kind of a funny memory too. But let's get one more. Yeah. Let's see. Watch it lock up. It locks up. This is suspenseful music. Oh, oh no.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, even the animatronic Spider-Man can recover from this. Hopefully. Tiger shark with a tuna stuck in his mouth. Oh, dear goodness. Imagine what that tuna's worth. And the is the tuna...
Looks like a bluefin tuna.
Wow.
Really expensive.
I guess he can't...
Huge fish.
He can't...
It's like there's something stuck in my teeth.
He can't make up his mind. Does he have a way of spitting it out at this point?
Like, I don't know. Can he revert? Yeah, like, are they capable of throwing up? Is that what you're saying?
They could, yeah.
Is there a movement to go forward instead of in?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I like Will's...
yeah.
So is that tuna
needs a toothpick
at that moment dead? Like, or is he just going for a ride?
I think it's dead because tunas are like really strong, right?
Very.
And they like, wouldn't it be putting a bit of a fight?
How about the person capturing this moment?
Yeah.
You already got to be down there.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
And you're chilling while sharks are eating tunas?
Top comment, that tuna is just wearing the shark as a disguise. Another top comment, a tuna in shark's clothing. Yeah, it's a great place to hide. You don't want to be eaten by a shark. Hide inside of another shark.
Right.
Crazy. Yeah. Vengeance of the Bees is next. Oh, this is when they attack the hornet. Is it a hornet or a wasp or something?
Just refresh this.
I've seen this before.
I don't know what this is. Is there
you have these I think they're either hornets or wasps who attempt to invade the hive.
Oh, and kind of like jack their tortillas.
Yeah, and normally just like straight up try to eat them but the bees gang up because the bees are on the next level with the communication.
They play the numbers game.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So their strategy, the honeybees or bumblebees, is try to...
Honey. Those are honeybees.
Cover the hornet and, like, vibrate and try to produce as much heat as possible.
They overheat it.
Yeah, just overheat the hornet.
Oh, my God. I think it's from Planet Earth or something because I saw this a long time ago, this clip.
They just swarm.
Yeah.
And they produce heat, and the heat
they cook
is
it.
Enough.
They cook it.
They cook it, not suffocate. It's cooked.
Cooking.
Wow, that is incredible.
It's a murder hornet, is what it's called.
Yeah. Wait, somebody in the chat told you.
Yeah.
Or do you know?
Well, that's what it says. This is a murder hornet. Mm-hmm. But it does ring a bell as well when I originally. But yeah, they cook the hornet. Hornet cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Hugged to death by the bees. They know it's an intruder. You're not part of the club.
Yeah.
And you just try to eat my buddy over here.
Mm-hmm. How dare you?
So. This one is called When You Thought You've Won. And this looks like some sort of X's and O's.
Yeah, a tic-tac-toe game.
But robot version.
You might like this, Mo.
Okay.
Okay. So play the X on the side. There goes the O.
More like a stop sign, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
You lose.
So matter of fact with the line.
Robot comedy. Robot comedy.
Oh, man.
Just programming to, it's just so cool. So funny.
The sheets just move down.
Yeah, basically, for those that are just listening, the robot goes outside the lines of the actual play area.
Oh, man.
In order to defeat the human.
does it so matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah. The bot's like, I know how to do this. Yeah, go ahead, so take easy. That spot. I'll just go over here yeah. in a perfectly straight line. Awesome. Good yeah. stuff. Lovely. Thank you to everybody who joined us here today. Thank you for all the super chats. Thank you to Will. Thank you to Mo. What a time to be alive, 2022. I got a busy weekend. I hope you do too. And we'll catch you very soon on the next episode. We'll see you on Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We'll see you on Monday.
Yep.
Later.